Is anyone here? I just need to. Oh. This isn't the bathroom. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Hiding from everyone downstairs. Yeah, it's getting to be quite loud. I know they're pouring another round of shots. I was hoping to get out of this one by sneaking away. Seems that you had the right idea hiding up here from the start. Do you mind if I join you? Thank you. You can go back to doing whatever you were doing. I'll be in here for a few minutes and then I'll be out of your hair. Did you also think this was the bathroom? Well, as long as we don't move anything in here, it should be okay. The woman who was throwing this party? Yeah, she's my best friend. I don't think she would appreciate you snooping around her rooms like this. Let's just stay put for a few more minutes and then rejoin the party. No one has to know we were in here. The host's privacy is respected, and neither of us have to do another shot. I can't remember the last time I was in here. I think it was right after her kid had moved out. She was showing me the empty room, and, well, she was lost on what to do with all this extra space. My heart goes out to her because I couldn't imagine living alone like that. I'm lucky enough to still have one at home. My name is Lola. What's yours? How funny! That's the same name as her kid. How long have you known the host? Oh, shit. You're her kid, aren't you? Oh my God! I didn't even recognize you, honey. It's been what, 2, 3 years? You've really grown up since you've left home. Couldn't even tell you were the little kid your mom used to ask me to babysit because I was your favorite. This must be your room, huh? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. I was genuinely looking for the bathroom, not trying to interrupt whatever it is that you're doing. Hiding upstairs from the party downstairs is the only way to preserve your peace. I get it. The last thing you want to do is hang out with a bunch of older women and listen to your mom gush about you. You're young. There is some better party you're going to be going to tonight, right? Really? You're staying in? No, I'm just a little shocked, that's all. I figured all young and hot people were going out every weekend to have fun and, live it up. I guess times really have changed if the most fun thing on a Saturday night is hiding in your room. Then again, this is a small town. Your mom's house might be the hottest place right now. I had just assumed you were getting ready to go out, but now I'm realizing that you're just naturally kind of hot. You've really grown into yourself, honey. I can't get over how good you look. Your parents did a fantastic job when making you. I'm sure wherever you are now, you are having to beat women off with a stick. Coming home for the weekend puts a damper in your plans, huh? I'm sorry. I figured someone like you would have an entire roster. You're attractive enough for it. Young enough to actually keep up with it. That's how I used to be back in the day. Probably part of the reason I never actually settled down. It never felt like the right time. I'm still living my life as carefree as I did back in my 20s. You see, when I was your age, I didn't really care who it was. Whoever had bought me the most drinks that night was who I was going home with. I might have been a bad influence on your mother. I remember her parents, your grandparents, they hated me for it. They thought I was corrupting their precious daughter, but really, I was just teaching her to enjoy life. She came from such a strict background. I know you feel the same way about your upbringing. If it makes you feel better, you had way more freedom than she ever did. I always used to warn her that strict parents make for sneaky kids, but she was convinced you were a good one. Seems she was right about you, because you have grown into someone I would be proud of too. Did you happen to bring your girlfriend home with you, or was there another reason for your visits? Oh, so you're single. Good to know, honey. That is good to know. Have you ever been with someone before? You can't blame a girl for asking. I was curious, hon. That's all. You're younger than me by at least 20 years. Things are so much different from when I was your age. You never know. The status quo could have changed that quickly. I'm very glad to see it didn't, because we are on the same wavelength. But I should really be getting back downstairs. I know we're having a lovely conversation, but I've already stayed up here longer than I was planning to. I'm sure everyone has taken their shot by now and is back to mingling or dancing or whatever else they've set up in my absence. I'll head out and leave you alone. Thanks for keeping me company, honey. If you ever want to have a proper catch-up, ask your mom for my number. I would love to take you to coffee or something. Did you say something? No, I'm pretty sure I heard a wait. Do you not want me to go back to the party? And what were you thinking of doing instead? Because if you are wanting me to miss my best friend's party, you're going to have to give me a pretty damn good reason. So what can you offer me that will make me want to stay up here and spend the rest of the night with you, honey? I like what I'm hearing. You definitely know how to sweet talk, hon. It's a bit hard to turn you down when you're so straightforward. Had no idea that you were going to be exactly my type, hon. Does your mother know you've had such a huge crush on her best friend? Then let's keep it that way. This is probably a really bad idea, but I've never prided myself on being the smartest one. Come here. Mommy needs a taste. Definitely not your first time. Know exactly where to hold on to as I start to undress. You're not going to leave me hanging, are you? Join me. Take off your clothes. Oh, yes. Already so much better. We should probably try to keep our voices down so that no one downstairs has any idea what we're doing. I can't imagine what kind of fallout would happen if we were caught. This has to stay a dirty little secret between you and me, understand? Makes it a bit hotter that way. Like we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. Which is true. I really shouldn't be wanting you like this, but I can't help myself. You look so fucking good. I didn't even recognize you. Now get on your bed and make yourself comfortable. Yeah. That's it. Show mommy how you want it, hon. I'm not a mind reader. This is the only way I'll know what you want. You don't need to move or anything? Then don't mind if I do. Feels good, but you can't moan like that. You sound like a slut. Bite your hand if you have to. If I can't trust you to keep your voice down, I'll just shove my panties in your mouth and gag you that way. You want to be able to talk to me, don't you? And then keep your voice down. This is a dirty little secret between you and me. You can't tell anyone about this. If word gets out I'm fucking you, I'll never hear the end of this. So if you want this to happen again, you're going to do what you're told, aren't you? So good for me, honey. I guess that is one of the benefits of having strict parents growing up. You know how to follow an order. Probably have a harder time when there aren't instructions. When left to your own devices, you get lost. You need mommy in your ear telling you exactly what to do, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, honey. At least you know yourself enough to admit what you really need. My hips thrusting against you as you moan into the back of your hand. Good thing the music is still going on downstairs. I think someone might have heard that otherwise. Oh, starting to feel really, really good. You wrap your arms around me, squeezing my skin, trying to hold on to something. My hips don't stop. My pussy continues to work the both of us. So distracted by how good I feel. You don't even realize the sounds you're making. You sound so fucking sexy. It's a shame that I have to ask you to stop. Bury your face into my neck, bite my shoulder, whatever you need to keep your voice down. Or is it too much of an effort on your part? Are you not able to control your voice, honey? take my panties from earlier? Why don't you open your mouth? Oh, good. Now I'm going to stuff these right in there. Yeah, there we are. Now you can make all the noise you want. What do you say? Oh, you're so welcome, honey. I think I might prefer how you sound like this, muffled by my panties. You grab onto my hips because it's one of the only things you can do. Taking what I give you as you melt into a puddle of pleasure. You feel so good underneath me. Getting wetter the more my hips rock. My clit throbs against your sensitive skin as you let out another moan. Getting closer as I press firmly down. Making me feel so good. Taking what you're given. If you keep this up, you're going to make me come. You've dreamed of this moment, haven't you? It's like something out of a fantasy. Finally having me in your lap, fucking you. It's not a dream, hon. I'm right here, making you feel good. So you gotta do your best. You gotta return the favor. You gotta make me feel good. You wanna know what mommy sounds like when she comes, don't you? Oh, fuck. I know you do. Just listen to you. It was a good idea to shove the panties in your mouth because now you can be as loud as you want. Don't have to worry about anything. I'm in charge, honey. You listen to me and no one else. I've got you, hon. You love being mommy's little slut, don't you? If I had known how hot you had become, I would have tried to meet you sooner. Feels a bit like you were being kept away from me intentionally because you're just my type. Oh, fuck. Now your dreams are finally a reality. Getting to fuck me. I think it's sweet that you would fantasize like that. It makes me wonder if I was who you were thinking of the first time you came. My name in your mouth as you chanted over and over again, imagining that it was my hand touching you. Now you know what the real thing feels like. My pussy working the both of us as you feel yourself getting closer to the edge, trying so hard to be good for me, to hold off on your own orgasm until I get closer. You're just happy you don't have to worry about the sounds you make anymore. Oh, yeah. Can be as loud as you want without worrying about anyone downstairs finding us. What do you think they would say if they did? It wouldn't be good, honey. That's why this has to stay between you and me. You can't tell anyone about this. Not your friends that still live here. Not your friends that live in your new city. This has to be something kept between us. Oh, yes. That is. If you want this to be more than a one-time thing. If you want to ruin this for yourself, then you can tell everyone. But if you want to feel my pussy again, squeeze my tits as I make you cunt drunk, then you're going to keep this a dirty little secret. It might be a bit difficult, but that makes it more fun, doesn't it? I'm going to sneak around. Be careful when and where we meet up. I don't think I'll be able to keep this as a one-time thing. Not when you're making me feel this fucking good, honey. Bucking up, trying to match my every thrust. Might have to start coming to you so that I don't risk being caught. You wouldn't want everyone to know what a slut you are for mommy, would you? Oh, it probably makes you feel so good knowing that you're getting to show off the side of yourself. Prove your worth to me. After all, you've been waiting for this day for years. Probably more than a decade at this point. Now that you have it, you want more. You want to come with me. Want to take more of my pussy. Want to drown in it. I'm going to have such a hard time thinking about anything else tomorrow. You'll look in the mirror and remember how my hands felt wrapped around you. How my cunt feels working you. The pleasure is all-consuming. Can't look anywhere else except at me as you watch me get closer. Panties gagging you so that you can moan as loud as you want. Your body twitches, responding to every touch. You'd feel too fucking good, honey. Mommy's so close. Are you going to be a good slut and come with me? Then show me it, honey. I want to see just how long you've been waiting for this moment. Let go. You've made Bobby feel so good, just like a proper slut should. Come for me, hun. Let go and come with Mommy.
So, was I better in real life or in your head, hon? Here, let's get those panties out of your mouth. I'm sure your jaw is sore by now. There you are. I'm sure that makes your mouth feel a lot better. I can only imagine how dry it feels after holding on to it for so long. You did a good job, though. Took everything very well. I'm impressed. I didn't think you would be so good at it. Usually younger folks can't satisfy me, but you could. I guess that just means you're one of a kind. Now, are you going to tell anyone about the two of us? No. Of course you're not going to tell anyone about this. You want this to happen again. And if you were to tell someone, then you wouldn't get another chance with me. You've been waiting for this moment your entire life. You're not going to fuck it up now. You finally have Mommy all to yourself, don't you? And you're not going to give it up so easily by telling everyone, are you? I didn't think you would, honey. You're too sweet for that. You know what you want, and you're going to do anything to keep me around. Next time you come into town, I want you to take an earlier trip. That way you can stop by my house for a few hours before coming here. Can you do that for me? Perfect. Seems like I'm going to be a bad influence on you too, honey.